the 90-10 rule has changed. When the Berlin Wall came down and the World Wide Web went up, many of the rules changed. One of the most important rules that changed was the 90-10 rule. Although it's likely that only 10% of the population will always control 90% of the money, the access or the opportunity to join that 10% has changed. The World Wide Web has changed what it costs to join the 10%. Today, it does not take being born into a royal family as it did in the agrarian age. It does not require massive sums of money, land, and people to join the 10%. The price of admission today is an idea, and ideas are free. In the information age, all it takes is information or ideas to become very, very wealthy. It is therefore possible for individuals who are financially obscure one year to be on the list of the richest people in the world the next. Such people often fly past individuals who made their money in the ages gone by. College students who never had a job become billionaires. High school students will surpass their college student counterparts. For the very first time in world history, the 90-10 rule to wealth may no longer apply. No longer does it take money to make money. No longer does it take vast tracts of land or resources to become rich. No longer does it take friends in high places to become rich. No longer does it matter if your relatives came over on the Mayflower. It does not matter what university you went to or what sex, race, or religion you are part of. Nowadays, all it takes is an idea. And as Rich Dad has always said, money is an idea. For some people, however, the hardest thing to change is an old idea. There is an old truth to the saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I think a more accurate saying is, you can't teach someone who clings to old ideas new tricks, whether they are young or old. So when I'm asked, what internet company would you invest in? I still reply, why not invest in your own internet company? I am not necessarily suggesting the questioner start internet companies. All I'm doing is asking them to consider the idea, the possibility of starting their own companies. In fact, many franchise and network marketing opportunities are now available on the internet. When people simply consider the idea of starting their own B-quadrant business, their minds shift from hard work and physical limits to the possibility of unlimited wealth. All it takes is the idea, and we are in the age of ideas. I'm not suggesting that such people quit their jobs and leap into starting companies, but I do suggest that they keep their full-time jobs and consider starting businesses part-time. Following in your parents' footsteps. Many people struggle financially simply because they have their parents' ideas about money. Many people go to school and get good jobs because that is what their parents did or advised them to do. Many struggle financially or live paycheck to paycheck. If a person truly wants to change, adopting a better idea is often a good idea. Rich Dad always said, if you want to get rich faster, simply look for ideas that are better than the ones you're using today. That's why to this day, I read biographies of rich entrepreneurs, listen to audio tapes of their lives, and reflect on their lives and ideas. As Rich Dad said, ideas need not be new, they just need to be better, and a rich person is always looking for a better idea. The most important investment you can make is an investment in ongoing education. So keep searching, keep challenging your old ideas, and you will be rich and gain your financial freedom. This has been a Time Warner Audiobooks production of Rich Dad's Guide to Investing, written by Robert T. Kiyosaki, with Sharon L. Lecter, CPA, and read by Jim Ward. Executive producer, Maya Thomas. Produced and directed by Arthur G. Insana. Text abridged by John Whitman. And edited by William Whittington. Production coordinated by Dennis Kao. Engineered, edited, and mixed by John Kovarik. Rich Dad's Guide to Investing is also available in paperback from Warner Business Books.